New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters has gone to ground. The party and its leader have crashed out of Parliament after a disastrous election result, winning only 2.7% of the vote. Now, Mr. Peters was spotted briefly in Russell yesterday and has now escaped to Whananaki to work out what comes next for both him and his party. Our political reporter Joe Moyer has been closely following New Zealand First and joins us now from Northland. Good morning.
Good morning, Karen.
Have we heard anything from Winston Peters?
No, not a lot. Obviously, we had that very short and sweet speech on election night at the Duke of Marlborough and Russell. It was little more than 2 minutes, to be honest. And then he was hustled out very quickly by his staff. He was actually staying at the exclusive Eagle's Nest accommodation up in Russell. Now, in 2017, he stayed at the Duke of Marlborough, which is where the election party is held. So, you know, stayed on through the evening. Obviously, very different situation then as he was the kingmaker. So I do wonder whether they chose different accommodation, I guess, in case things went south and he was able to sort of escape and go somewhere else and not sort of have to deal with the media and supporters and things, because he didn't actually talk to any of them at all in the end. As you mentioned, we did briefly see him at the Duke of Marlborough having some lunch yesterday. He was out on the porch there with some friends and also ministerial staffers of his who travelled up to Russell for the weekend to spend time with him. He wasn't at all interested in talking to the media and was snuck through the kitchen, out the back, into a car and headed off with his partner Jan Trotman to Whananaki, to his home there, where we expect he will stay for the next sort of few days at least, probably get a bit of fishing in and take some time to reflect and just work out where to from here.
You had signalled a little bit, Joe, that you felt that he was a little bit resigned to a tough result. How did he seem, what, you know, in terms of his demeanour yesterday and on the night?
Yeah, I mean, he had a smile on his face yesterday and on Saturday night as well. Very brief appearances, though, and, you know, not really wanting to be in the public eye at all, to not hang around or come a little bit earlier and spend time with supporters and family members even. You know, his brother and his nieces were there, and he really just turned up, said his two-minute speech and left again. So I would say, you know, he's struggling. Certainly those I spoke to yesterday who were close to him said that, you know, disappointed would be an understatement. He's really hurting after putting, you know, everything into that campaign. And you can't argue, really, you know, close to 12,000 kilometres that bus did, travelling the length of the country. I spent just under 4 hours on that bus, and it wasn't particularly comfortable in terms of trying to work on it. And he spent day in, day out for 6 weeks or more. So, you know, he threw everything at it. And he's always said, actually, that, you know, if you do the hard work, then you make it. And, you know, he feels as if he did the hard work and he hasn't got that support and hasn't made it through. So at 75, I guess, you know, he's going to have to work out whether he sticks it out in the wilderness for another 3 years. The party's come back before. Those were very different times, though, and whether the party is going to try and continue without him. You know, he is really the most recognisable politician in the country. So is New Zealand First bigger than Winston Peters? Well, you know, that's the question, ultimately.
Indeed. Joe Moyer, thank you very much for that.